Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Trade, always an important topic for agriculture. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, told farm broadcasters last week her trade priorities for 2024.
The areas I'm going to really focus on, they all really fall under one big purview, and that is rebuilding confidence in the benefits that trade can bring to U.S. agriculture. That's spending time with our specialty crop sector. We're going to be doing, under the Specialty Crop Competitiveness Initiative that I mentioned, a series of roundtables. We have actually a Federal Register notice open right now where we're taking comments. We want to identify the gaps on the administrative side that we control at USDA and to better serve our specialty crop sector. We'll be doing a series of roundtables, both virtually and in person, so getting out and meeting with those producers and hearing about the challenges that they have. Obviously, they are well organized on the Farm Bill side of things and have under the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance. I think there will be, you know, a set of priorities that they're asking for and pushing Congress for in the short term. I think also continuing to invest in this market diversification work. We will be announcing our 24 trade missions in very short order as well. And I think when you see the list, it very much rings true to expanding our footprint, investing in some of those key regions. And I think they will really complement the RAP program and the dollars that the industry can really tap into to help not ignore our top markets. We have those traditional Farm Bill programs, MAP, FMD for that, but to help be able to expand beyond it. Because one of the things we've heard as the ATP is ending next year is a curtailment of some of the activities that our cooperators and the industry had started to do in places like Southeast Asia and places like Africa. And so this really will allow them to focus additional resources and not only have to focus their resources on kind of their top few markets. Trade is still about relationships. It is about showing up. I think we really saw that during COVID. You know, we tried to continue to invest in those relationships through virtual trade missions, virtual meetings, but just like a business wants to sit across from you and touch your product or taste your product, see it, and they want to understand the person they're doing business with, both our exporters and other countries' importers. And so I think being able to be in these markets, having those meetings are really invaluable. And at the same time, we learn so much. One of the things that's always surprising to me is the market tours that we do. So we go out and we take the businesses, we take the State Departments of Agriculture with us, our cooperators, and we go into grocery stores and food retail centers, and we learn so much about what marketing to a consumer in that market looks like, what types of products U.S. are on the shelf, if not U.S. products, what's competing with us, and it's really invaluable. I know I was shocked. I'd never been to Malaysia before, and I had a very different idea of what Malaysia would be like than what it was. It was far more developed than I thought it was going to be. And so, you know, we lump things in often like Southeast Asia, but Southeast Asia is very diverse. It is very geographically covers a large area, but also economically. They have, you know, wide diversity of where those countries stand. And so I think that is all really critical for our businesses, which is the point, you know, the value to the businesses is why we do trade missions at USDA.
Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade. This is Inside Agriculture.